Yo, it's your boy Ryan Blake, man. Today we're here with my best friend, my football teammate, Spencer. And today we're gonna talk about why we don't like oversleeping. Let me start first. To me, I don't like oversleeping because I'm not a sleeper. I feel like the early bird gets the most worm. So, I mean, I like to do stuff. I like to do stuff around the house, and my brain always think of something to do. And I feel like I'd rather, work towards my goals before I sleep. I can't sleep until, my goals are done. And it's always on my mind, and once I start something, I would like to finish it. So I can lessen my sleep to get what I want to get in life. But we're going to get more to that, but I'm going to introduce my friend, Spencer.
Yo, what's up? It's Spencer. I play defensive end for Seminole Ridge. I've been playing for 4 years, and it take a lot to play football at the Ridge. Oversleep is not a thing because we wake up early,
5 o'clock in the morning. We got to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to do conditioning in the morning, 16 1-10s. After that, we got to go to the weight room, workout. Then we got film. And to me, as a football player, I feel like if I sleep too long, somebody on the other side is outworking me. And that motivates me to, not sleep too long, to, get up and go get it. And also, I feel like sleeping is bad for us because, say if you have a job and, you have a job and you're late to the job and it's because, you oversleep. And like my partner told me earlier, oversleeping, it's like a habit. And you don't want that habit. It's a really bad habit because, you're late to your wedding, you're late to school, you're late to, your kid's graduation and work in school. So that's bad. And, I did some research on healthtime.com by Deborah Rose. It says people who oversleep may also be at high risk of auto accidents. Too much sleep causes health risks, headaches, back pain, Anyways, I'm sorry. I read twice, but you ever slept once in your life, right? And what was that feeling like coming, getting out of bed and stuff like that, bro?
Well, I woke up. My head was just throbbing, body aching. I ain't want to do nothing for the rest of the day. I just wanted to sit in my bed. Oversleeping eventually, over time, will make you lazy. You won't want to do nothing. You won't want to get up. You won't be motivated to go to work, train. You won't even want to get out your bed to go downstairs for something, something to drink, something like that. You just want to sit in bed all day.
And me personally, he has a point. And me, I overslept a couple times in my life, and I can tell you right now, it's not how I feel when I, wake up early, wake up on time. I feel way better. I feel more energized. I feel ready to do work, anything like that. And I had experience of back pain when I slept too long, with neck lashes. But that can be towards anything. Maybe I slept wrong. But me, when I wake up earlier, I feel more energized than somebody who wake up, later in the day. I feel like that it's always somebody who's trying to, be better than me, and I don't like to be second. So I try to, be the first one to do it. And, I feel like that's a good motivation to me because, I want to be great, not just average, not just good. So I'm going to, I'll prevent sleeping too long to, go towards my goals, do anything. And plus, I feel like us as a unit, a community, if we all wake up and, do something good for one another, it'll make the world a better place. and that, man, you know, build. I feel like it's most important to build relationship with people. So, you know, the time we use sleep, we can go outside, go around, walk around, anything like that, meet some new people and, you know, learn about them and let them learn about us. And, you know, you can learn more about yourself. So what other things you got about the oversleeping? What can you think people can do to, like, prevent oversleeping and stuff like that?
You can start by, like, getting up, being active, because eventually over time, your body will get used to waking up at that specific time. So it's like an eternal clock. It'll just wake you up on time every day. And then you'll wake up, get things done, feeling better. You won't feel so drowsy all day. And just make your life better.
I'm looking on sleepdoctors.com, and what I found was it says that excessive sleeping in teens and young adults can be a flag for depression. An estimated 40% or more adults under 30 with depression experience hypersomnia. So what that means that 40%, and that's a lot. And that's adults under 30. And I think 30 is a young age. And depression is a hard thing to get rid of, you know. Depression causes you to do things that you don't want to do. You feel alone. And I wouldn't want that for nobody. So I want to just teach y'all about what oversleeping can cause and why I don't like it. Me personally, I don't like it because, you know, I don't want to deal with depression. You know, I don't think nobody should go through that phase, you know. And I feel like we're more healthier when we wake up early than oversleeping. 7-8 hours is good enough for everybody. And, you know, you can get things done really quickly. Like I said about, you know, learn about people learn about you. It can help you grow, you know. It can help you grow. You know, if you want to be a business person, you can build a relationship with people by you preventing not sleeping too long. You go outside your comfort zone, meet people, build a relationship, and you come with a business. Now you got people who can market you and help you. And plus me, you know, we're boys, so, you know, one day we're going to want to have a family, and, you know, we got to be the man to put the food on the table. So, you know, I'm not going to let my family suffer because I don't want to wake up in the morning to go to work. Or, you know, they hungry, they want to know where their next meal going to come or how can they put on shoes and stuff. So me, that's always in my head, and I know I'm 18, but, you know, I got a mind of a man, like, you know what I'm saying? We're men now, basically, so... growing up, my parents, you know, they've been working. I see my dad barely get sleep. You know, my dad got to go to work constantly just to, you know, provide. And, you know what I'm saying? He taught me how to, you know, you got to sacrifice something to get something better. And, you know, me and my homeboy, we grew up together. So, you know, I'm going to let him tell you, like, what about his family and how they had to go get it.
Shit. Yeah, my dad and... He worked at his job for about 30, 40 years, and he retired. And he don't like sleeping too much. He like being up and active. So he didn't even want to stay and retire. He went and got another job just to be able to provide even more for the family. So he don't ever sleep too much. He be up at about the same time I do for school, and he don't come back until later the night. That's about it. And he don't really sleep like that.
And like you said, you know what I'm saying? We came from the projects, man, the ghetto, and you know what I'm saying, the stuff I seen younger, that motivated me to, you know, never go back there. And the way I see my parents work, and you know what I'm saying, it wants me to thrive to be better, you know what I'm saying? Cause I want better for my kids and all that. And I feel like if you start now and down the long road, it's going to pay off. Like my coach always said, hard work pays off. And come from a span, like, we're athletes. So, you know, we got to be on time 15 minutes before. And, you know, sometimes we have to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. So we gotta learn to treat our body to, all right, well, get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, because you know we gotta work out, and then we gotta go, you know, watch film. You gotta go. We gotta study. We gotta do homework and everything like that. But we always gotta perform at our highest. And 7 to 8 hours of sleep, that's what we is good for everybody. And you don't want to oversleep, because then all you're going to be on your mind is sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. And that's just going to be constantly. And now you can't get nothing done because you're oversleeping. Now you got bills to pay, but you can't pay for it because, you know, you didn't show up to work. You was late. So now you miss an hour, so you get less pay. Things like that. And, hey, what would you say, what would you say about, you think if people don't oversleep and go outside the comfort zone and go out, meet new people and things, you think that'll make the world a better place? And, like, why do you think that it will make the world a better place?
Yeah, for sure. If people was to not oversleep, they wouldn't be as grumpy, and there probably wouldn't be as much, like, violence in the world.
Yeah, like you said, like, and that's a big thing in our society today is violence. And, you know, me personally, I feel like everybody should be respected, and we all should be responsible for what we do. And we prevent violence and meet other people who know what they're going through and they know about us. I feel like it will make us more than a family than, you know, enemies. And it says right here that it's better to not oversleep, because, like what we was just talking about, it hurts, you know, it hurts you, but it hurts your body, you know what I'm saying? You got a high risk of dying, and I prevent that for nobody. And it prevents. You don't want to. I don't want nobody. And at a young age, you know, and a lot of people, you guys got goals to be something better. And I say, why not? Why not sacrifice now, so you can go get it in the long run? And then when you're comfortable, you know, once you're comfortable, like, then you go to sleep. But now I feel like everybody right now should just, especially if you're young, stay young as possible. You know what I'm saying? And my grandma actually died, you know, because of, you know, oversleeping. So, you know, I kind of learned, you know, you learn from your mistake. It says that, here it says that narcolepsy is a neurological-based sleep disorder where the brain lacks the ability to control sleep-wake cycle. People who with narcolepsy experience is executive daytime tiredness and often strong and uncontrollable urges to sleep during the day. They often experience insomnia at night because their sleep is so disruptive and they have difficulty sleeping well at night. People who with narcolepsy may not get executive total amount of sleep, but their constant executive sleepiness and drive to sleep during the day are specific form of hypersomnia. So what this basically is saying, that if you have a high habit of sleeping too long, you can turn into sleeping disorder. And that's bad, because now everywhere you go, you put your life at risk, because all you're gonna think about is sleeping. And your brain, if you want to sleep and all you think about is sleeping, it's going to tell your brain to put you to sleep. So like we was talking about earlier, we was talking about driving. And, you know, you fall asleep on the road, you put not only your life in danger, but somebody else's life. So, like my friend said, bad habits. And the thing about bad habits, once you have a bad habit, it's going to be hard to, you know, hard to get away from it. And sleeping. What's your opinion about sleeping disorder?
Narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Narcolepsy is, I mean, this is pretty much what we talking about. It's oversleeping. Like, you got a sleeping problem. It's signs of depression. Like, you in a bad place in life.
And you don't want to be in a bad place in life, man. Like me. And think about it. You eat, you sleep, and you keep repeating it. You eat, you sleep, you keep repeating it, don't want to wake up. Now, you put a weight on, but you're not doing nothing to lose that weight. So every time you put on weight, you know, it causes obesity. And that's one big thing that's going around, you know, in the United States right now.
Obesity is a big epidemic in the United States right now.
And, you know, by us, you know, we got a whole bunch of restaurant with all food and all this. And now you're eating, but you don't want to wake up to, you know, at least do something. You know, you can walk. Walking and standing up is better for your heart than just laying down, you know. And obesity right now, that's a health risk right there. You know, and you don't want too many health risks because now it's going to be hard for you to fight. So that's one big thing about it. If you're dealing with oversleeping, you can talk to your doctor. Maybe they have something for you that, you know, can help. Hey, what you think about, like, what kind of thing we can give them to, you know, help them to not oversleep? Like me, I would say, you know, set a timer to, like, you know, so you can learn how to wake up in the morning. What else you got?
You can start by going to bed at an earlier time. Your body will eventually wake you up at a certain time when it feels like your body's had enough rest.
And I feel like, I mean, eating right, like maybe new, you know, fruits and stuff like that, and, you know, it put a toll on your brain, and I feel like it make your body better. You're more energized to wake up in the morning, don't you say, fam?
Yeah, it'll definitely give you more energy in the morning. You won't want to sleep.
Yeah, stay away from too much sugar, you know, and just like, you know, find something that motivates you that you want to wake up in the morning. Find something that drives you to, you know, that you never want to stop. I'm saying, like, football. Football helped me out a lot. Like, in school, me, personally, I don't like school, but I love opportunity. And by me waking up in the morning, it gives me an opportunity to be great. I can tell you for myself, my homeboy, he don't like school, but what drives him, you know, we just want to be great. You know what I'm saying? You want better for us, so. And what drives you to wake up in the morning, man?
What drives me to wake up in the morning is the chance to get my education. Even though I don't like school, I still like education. I like being able to grow my brain and, like, expand and experiences and things.
So that's why I don't like oversleeping. He don't like oversleeping. But another thing is that, I know my parents never went to college. And thankfully, they're doing good financially right now because, you know, they have to work a lot. Like, my dad is 20 years, and he's a train conductor. And now he finally gets a raise to make over $100,000 now. But, you know, he had to start from the bottom up. And what he told me, it was like, son, the best thing you can do is get an education. Because now, with education, you have so much opportunities. You can do things that, you know, you never expect you can do. So that's why my drive to wake up in the morning, and plus I love football, and, you know, what's the saying? You got no grades, then you're just another person on the sideline. Because you can't, without grades, you can't perform. Because, you know, it's against the rules, and now you can't perform, you're hurting your team. So, like, what other things you got, like that motivates you to, like, you know, get up? As a football player.
Oh, get up as a football player? Mm-hmm. And because if you don't wake up enough time for school, you miss a certain amount of days. You can't play in the game in that week. Or if you late to practice, there's disciplines that come with that action.
And, like, we're seniors, so, like, if we're late to practice and the people on the underclassmen is going to think it's right to them to be late at practice, and, you know, we don't want that movement, because if you're late there, then you're going to be late everything you do, and that's bad. And, you know, and we want a scholarship, you know. We want a scholarship to go to college and play, you know, football and get our degree. But that's so much time right now. I'd like to thank my my special guest, Spencer, to come in here and do the video with me. Y'all check him out, man. You want anything they can check you out on?
Nah.
All right, man. But, yeah, thank you. And we'll be back next week.